The final judgment for the Gagnos Health Center to determine whether remediation can be done to save the current building from mold or if a new building entirely is necessary will come after a structural assessment is done, according to Six Nations Elected Council. The Gagnos Health Center previously housed many of the community's health service departments, but was temporarily closed in late April 2024 after Six Nations Elected Council said mold was discovered in the interior of the building and those community health service departments previously operating from the Gagnos Health Center had to be relocated to the White Pines Wellness Center. Six Nations Elected Chief Sherry Lynn Hill provided an update on the current status of the building's future and detailed the plan to have a structural assessment take place during the March 25th General Council meeting.
Our leadership and administrative teams continue to address the ongoing closure of Gagnos Health Center due to mold. Minister Patty Haidu, Indigenous Services Canada, remains committed to remediation or new construction pending on the outcome of the structural assessment. The interior walls and ceilings are now being removed in the mold-infested areas. Once this work is completed, the structural assessment of the building can take place.
Indigenous Services Canada have maintained the stance that they will support either building remediation or a new build based on the outcomes of the assessments currently being done, and that they will continue to work with Six Nations Elected Council to address this matter. Chief Sherry Lynn Hill spoke further during the March 25th General Council meeting on maintaining a working relationship with Indigenous Services Canada and spoke on the commitments that Patty Haidu, Minister of Indigenous Services of Canada, has made to her surrounding the building's closure.
The minister has approved costs to complete assessments and mitigation, which includes reimbursing Six Nations of the Grand River for the temporary dental trailer that is currently in place. Staff are also working closely with Indigenous Services Canada to establish temporary structures in the village of Oswegan to house primary care, public health, and lab staff, who are currently sharing clinical space at the White Pines Wellness Complex. We know the closure and relocation of Gagnos staff has caused frustration, but we ask for your continued patience. We are confident that Indigenous Services Canada will continue to work in partnership with us. More updates will be shared when significant development arises.
Six Nations Elected Council say more updates will be provided on the status of the Gagnos Health Center as they become available. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.